Yes, sir. What's up? What's up? Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Bully and Beast Podcast, man. It's Twerk.
That's Twerk. It's your boy Wax. What up?
Yes, sir. Wax, what up, man? What's new with ya?
Every day I woke up another day. It's new, another day. Still blessed by God. Got a lot of things going on, but nothing going on at the same time. Because, you know, I see nothing going on because you expect things from Wax, things that you didn't expect. So that's why I said, you know, it's not really good news when you hear Wax doing something outrageous or off the grid. Sounds about right. You know, all the times when I was young, they always said, Wax never plays by the rules. I don't know how to play by the rules. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. So
that sounds scary as fuck.
It's supposed to be for guys like you. It's supposed to be scary as fuck for people like you. You know what I'm saying? For guys like me, it's like, sounds about right. You know what I'm saying? Got a little Virgo in it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be always sitting there blaming it on my Virgo-ness. You know what I'm saying? My perfectionist and always want the best and always want the best for everything. So it's like, yeah, guys like that, guys like you who be like, oh, no way. It's like, I'm like, hell yeah, let's do that.
So you're trying to tell me you had to be petty to somebody over the past week or so?
Who?
Is that what you're trying to insinuate? Like you had to do something, you had to put somebody in their place real quick?
No. I'm always peace and love. I only pray for people now.
Okay.
I'm heavy in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Listen to Proverbs. I listen to Proverbs every night when I go to bed now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just talking about, you know, my outrageousness and like not playing by the rules, not getting jobs and not doing all the other type of stuff that everybody else do. You know what I'm saying? You probably won't look at Wax and be like, oh, he's doing something regular.
As in you create your own.
That's not
name.
Your boy. Yeah. That's not your boy. You're saying Wax don't sound regular. That I bet you'll be more surprised that Wax got a job at Publix than Wax out here working with NASA to create a spaceship. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, how the fuck this motherfucker do it again? You know what I'm saying? But that sounds like me. I never could play by the rules. Never. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what the rules is. I don't even know they apply to me. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's a blessing and all.
Word. Well, you remember how I was running for the best of Westchester as for social media influencer, man?
Yeah, I heard you won.
No, I definitely lost, man. But I'm starting to get to the bottom of the corruption, man. Because I went to the New York Wine and Food Festival, and I seen the lady that won.
Okay,
Westchester blogger. And I was like, oh, let's take a picture, you know? And we gave a picture to her, the camera to her friend, who takes a picture, and she goes, oh, yeah, this is my friend Jill. She works for Westchester Magazine. And it clicked automatically. Like, okay, that's one friend you got that works for the magazine.
Life.
And pretty much, I followed her and I realized that she basically was friends with everybody that, you know, works for the Westchester Magazine. You know, the editors, the accounting, advertising. She's friends with everybody. So I feel like it was definitely politics, right?
That's life, though. Politics is usual. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on what music you listen to understand, like, which it really is. Jay-Z been talking about that a long time, how big he got. Politics as usual. We understand it. Life right now is really who you know, not what you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure all the places in the world, the best person is not working there. You know what I'm saying? The best person in the world is not working there. The best doctors, the best NBA, and the best ball players is not in the NBA. You see what I'm saying? The best guy that's fucking your girl. You ain't the best guy who can fuck your girl, bro. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I say all that to say, I'm starting to play the game, bro. Like, I'm going to those Westchester events now. Like, I'm going to, like, the magazine event. I'm shaking hands. I'm meeting editors.
Kiss the babies.
Yeah. You know me. I went to the Westchester Magazine headquarters, and they toured me around. So I was like, yeah, I ran for the social media influencer last year. I'm probably going to run again. You know, keep an eye out. You know, Angelo, man, nice to meet you guys. Had conversations and, you know, wooed them. Put my charm on.
I like that. But just don't get all into the politics shit. You know what I mean? Of course, they're going to try to bring the cocaine at you. The cocaine is at the parties and shit like that. Act like you don't see it or, you know, do what I did. I didn't try coke, but I put it on the table and I knock the bitch off. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just like what I do to drinks. Like, anybody think I'm taking a shot, I'd be like, holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to take that fucking shot. You know what I'm saying? But don't do that. Don't get caught in no sexual, the gay act. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all these type of things is like boost you up. Like all the guys I know that have been playing around with men, they all in news. They probably know them. Now they next thing you know, they have high in politics. The ones who sniff coke and go to the parties and network and stuff. That's all it is grab ass sniffing coke parties.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So just don't go all the way into the politics. Yeah, don't go all the way into it. And if make sure you find somebody who's doing something very good. Don't go to these guys who shake shysters.
That's what I like about it, man, because I'm still being myself. Like, I didn't go in a hoodie or anything, but I'm being myself. Like, I'm not being like, oh, yeah, I'm Antoine Scarfo. Like, I'm still, this is me, and this is what you're going to get. I know is I put the work in, bro. I'm putting the work in. I don't got to be anybody else. And that's what I like. I think that's why they took, you know, a liking to me, because they're like, damn, I wish I could be like that. I still got to be goody two shoes, and I can't until I clock off.
See what I mean? That's what I didn't want you to be. That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to be that guy, because that guy's going to get influenced to do coke at the parties because he want to fit in. Don't be there to try to fit in. Be in there to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? If they see a liking to you, they're going to go ahead and grab you. You've been around me long enough. Who's more their self than me?
Facts, man. And they love it. They come to you anyways, you know?
What? You ever see somebody like, oh, look at Max. He's on tight shoes. Like, I don't fucking with him. Like, no, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Word. Okay.
Yeah, blessings, though. All right. So what else we got going on? You good? Life is good. The wife is good.
Yeah.
No babies on the way. None of that type of stuff.
No babies on the way, man. Never the fuck again.
You're a fucking sucker. You don't even fucking know if you work. How old are you?
I'm 31, but I definitely work, because I had years ago, man. I had to get an abortion, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
But what about now? You don't know if you work now.
You know what it is, bro? I know what it is. I know they work. It's just that I'm gonna have a confession alert. It's a confession time. I think that if you jerk off a certain amount of times, not enough comes out.
Man, I don't want to say fucking shit, man. You know what I mean? Years I was jerking. You think you jerked off more than me? I had to stop. I don't jerk off no more because I look stupid. Just look in the mirror and stop jerking off. Once you start looking at yourself, how stupid you look, you'll stop jerking off. That's what I did years ago. I don't jerk off anymore.
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do, because I jerk off and then I have sex. Nothing comes out.
Nothing comes out. What's wrong with you?
And so that's what happens. So that's why I knew I didn't get that. You know what I mean?
False report.
Yeah.
False report. I can't even, I don't even work. Bro, you got to build yourself back up. Yeah, your testosterone fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Where's your beats? I don't think blood is really a...
That's so funny, because I was Googling that shit. Like, how the fuck do I build my little... How do I build up the thing?
Get your shoulders. Yeah. It's soldiers. Don't get the milk. Go ahead and get the beets. And this testosterone is like, you know, you get a lot of bananas. You know what I'm saying? You want bananas and beets is going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Because only that is blood rushing to your shit. Right. You know, if you're not even busting that hard, you're not even getting fully hard, fam. Your girl cheating on you, bro. Don't fucking edit this shit either, motherfucker. That's what you get. And every time your girl say, it's okay, we'll try next time. Okay. Where you going on the next trip? She can't wait. She's so happy you going on the next trip. Ooh, look at my baby out here. He going to LA. You doing so good, baby. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We got somebody. Motherfucking
Bart is coming over.
Jay.
Bart is coming over, the fucking
Bart. Yes, sir.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yo, you can turn your phone.
My brother. Your cousin, what up?
Is your cousin for real?
Yes, my cousin.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sir. All right, so beets. I'm going to go to Whole Foods today.
Yeah, nah, grab some beets and bananas, man. You ain't eat bananas today? Every day.
I like bananas. But how do you do the beets? Bananas. Should I get like a beet juice?
Yeah, get a beet drink, man. Get the real beets. Get the beet drink. You know what I'm saying? And, you got to figure something out, bro. Yo, cuz.
What up, man?
Yo, family, listen, this guy is not getting fully hard and think his girl not cheating on him. He not getting fully hard. He don't think his girl cheating on him.
Yeah, she getting smacked down.
I get fully hard, bro. It's just that I don't be like nutting OD. Like, it's like a little dribble. It's not like a whole porn star squirt covering.
You probably be jacking off too much.
That's what I'm saying. How much is too much?
Every day.
If you jerking off every day, you don't even love yourself enough. You can't love yourself.
That's wild. If you jerking off. I ain't gonna lie. 17? I used to be one of them niggas.
That's what I'm saying. When you 15, 17 years old, like, you start trying to figure yourself out. But yo, you still this old playing with yourself? The fuck is
wait
wrong
a second.
With you?
Every day is too much. So two
every
or three
day is way too much, bro.
Huh?
Two or three times is too much a day?
That's why you can't run. That's why you can't run.
Two or three times a day?
Two or three times a day. I could run. I run like you. Now I understand why you fucking run like that.
Imagine
because if I fucking jerk off two, three times a day. And where are you doing this at? What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, I'm just saying, not me.
Think he has
for a friend. For a friend. I'm asking for a friend. It's 2-3 times the jerk in the office too much. Bruh.
That's a lot.
That's a whole lot, bro. Why you love yourself that much? You like the way your hands feel? That's why you don't do no fuck. Do some pull-ups. I guarantee you'll stop drinking off.
And then it'd be better, man. Once you wait and hold off, it'd be way better, man.
So. Yeah, man. That's like you drinking water all fucking day. No, get thirsty and then drink water. See how I fucking get it. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, nah, I think my boy said it was a boredom thing. I think he'd just be bored, bro.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, if you ain't got shit to do, you're going to be jacking the fuck off all day.
Yeah, but the thing is like, all right, you used to jerking off this many times a day. You're used to getting this much attention. Now, it's in mode. So now when you ain't fucking rocking, your shit falling asleep. You don't know when to wake up. Now when you get to some pussy, you see your hand. You don't know what the fuck you doing, man. She cheating on you, man.
I don't know about all that. Don't say that. That's different.
His feelings hurt. The more you hold, you better get your shit right down there, though. Like, at the end of the day, yo, that's not something that you go.
Discipline.
What a blue chew.
Discipline. Yeah, go howl. Yeah, get that blue chew and go howl at your girl. Like, if you're not really handling that department, you could be sucking in everything else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As long as you handle in that department, you're okay. But you could be good in that department and sucking everything else, you're still there. But you could be amazing at everything else and sucking the fucking, she gonna leave you.
Yeah. I don't think I'm good at all that. It's just that I'm not like a porn star shooter, bro.
What do you mean? They need to see the nut. What the fuck are you talking about? That's their pride.
Yeah, they get it. Man, if they, you know, they suck you off and you let out just a little drop.
Come
they
on,
gonna feel,
man.
You know, they gonna feel like, what's the word I'm looking for, man? Like, they ain't fit the job. Like, they ain't do the job right.
Exactly. You know? That's all I get out this fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, the toothpaste
once
jug.
They get that big splash, man, they feel accomplished.
There you go. Just like us, when the girls squirt and we feel more accomplished.
Yeah, man, don't let out
saying?
No
we don't see nothing. Yeah. She's like, oh, I nutted. I'm like, bitch, I don't see shit.
Yeah, where's that?
My shit. Where's it at?
Let me grab my glasses. I don't see it. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah, so get some more testosterone and bananas and beets.
Private shop. All right, cool. Let's get into some emails.
Yeah, let's go out and see what we got. Man. I know we got some emails, man.
Wax, give us the Instagram real quick. Willie can send us a DM if they want to need advice.
Yes, man. Holler us at Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yes, sir.
DMs, man. Y'all always jumping in the DMs, man. That's easy for y'all. Go do that.
And the email is thebullyandthebeast@gmail.com. I got you, bro.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely the with the Gmails. Yeah. How that is.
All right. Here's the first one. My wife and I met about 3 years ago, started dating and got married. Everything seemed fine. We moved to a different state and the move was agreed on before marriage for a better job. We had one kid together after our first year of marriage, and she brought a kid from another relationship, and I love them both. Lately, I've been gone for work, and my wife has been saying she's been unhappy for some time, and she wanted to open the relationship. I'm strictly against it. I told her these are my boundaries, and she still is pushing for it. I recommended couples therapy and such, but she seems skeptical. She has gone to independent. She has gone to independent therapy, but claims it doesn't help, as have I. She keeps saying opening the relationship is the only choice that it's the only choice in that we'd act married for our kids' sake. I don't have any interest in this, nor do I see myself changing my mind. I am being told I'm unreasonable, just saying it's out of the question. I have felt our marriage straining, but I assumed that she just was having a problem adapting to the new place. Now she is bombarding me with everything, saying she has been lying to make me to me about a lot of things, like my appearance, such as I'm not fat by any standard, but I'm not necessarily as fit as when we first got married. I don't want to lose my kid, my wife, or my stepson, but I can't accept the idea of opening our relationship. I feel like I know what this is going to lead to, but I feel like people may be able to help. Wax and L'Oreal, can I get some advice on what should I do?
Got your back, business? Listen, brother, just like I was just now telling Twizzy, your meat ain't working. That's why she want to go. What the fuck do you think she want to go outside for? She want to go outside to find something else. If you already got bread in the house, what the fuck you want to buy more bread for? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no beef in the refrigerator, fam. You need to go beef your shit up and go figure something out. Go get some testosterone pills. Go get some beets and lose that fucking gut. So you even tell them on yourself that you gained some weight. your first sign of a bad fucker is his stomach. If I see a dude with a chubby or something like that, I'm like, just like you think, you know you could beat him in a race. If you feel like you could beat the dude in a race, straight up, I can look at him like, oh, I could beat him in a race. I could fuck his girl better than him.
I like that.
On your shit.
I like that.
I don't know. I disagree with that a little bit.
Man. That's why I kicked your ass in the race. You slow as a motherfucker. But nah, and that's exactly what it is. You feel like you got to get on your shit, man. Stop looking at the fucking girl all the time, buddies. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stop doing that. I want y'all to sit there, start concentrating on yourself. And whoever's there when you concentrate on yourself and grow yourself, whoever's right there is the person that you need to be with. But you over here trying to worry about the girl and shit like that. Stop looking at her, because guess what? The parents start going off for you. Now you can't tell, you got a booger in your nose. You're never looking at yourself. You know what I'm saying? Go do your thing. You continue to keep working on yourself, build yourself up. And I bet you want to stay. But you over here trying to work on her.
Hold on.
I'm trying to work on her and shit.
It says, P.S. If it matters, I'm the only source of income. Do you think she's using me for my money?
Duh, fat boy. Yes, fat boy. Come on. The only source of income. What does she got to do then? I understand she's taking care of kids. It's an amazing job. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, let her go ahead and do something so she can feel like something. Because if a girl got something else going on, she'll fucking leave your ass if she got some type of force fucking income. But you'll feel fucking bad as hell knowing that you're the only source of income, and the only reason why she's staying with you is because you pay the bills or you do this. You don't even want nobody to stay with you for that shit. You want her to stay with you because you fucking the shit out of her. That's it. That's the only reason why you want to be used. You don't want to be used for nothing else. Not for my money. Not because I'm a nice guy. You're a fucking bozo. You want a girl to stay with you because he's nice, though. No. I don't want my girl staying with me because I'm nice. I want her to stay with me because I'll bust her fucking ass. That's it. That's the only reason why a man want to be used. Other than that, you're a fucking sucker.
Yeah, he need to go ahead and get that hurt out the way right now, because it's coming, boy. He need to go ahead, just break up with it.
Though you know what he should do, bro? Go cheat, because you already know it's coming.
She already cheating. She been cheating already. She just want to, like, you know,
trying to do this
to make it feel so she don't feel as bad. Man.
She already out
sucking dick, man. Yeah, this nigga out here.
Marshawn Lynch.
Crazy.
Marshawn Lynch has the best thing of all time. He said, look, man, I know I'm going to get got. But I'm going to get mine more than I get got, though.
There you go.
You can't do that. But when you really get to something serious, you don't really want to feel like you got to, you know, get that at each other. You know what I'm saying? When something's serious. Yeah. That's why all these bitches out here, that's why you don't get to something. Nah, I ain't getting yours first, man. That's a house to build. What are you doing there? So now y'all not building no more. Y'all not growing.
I mean, look, Wax, let's say you're dating somebody, right? You've been putting all this work in. Jeez. And then she's like, yo, honestly, we should try this open shit. You know, obviously you're shutting it down, but if that's where her mindset's at, like, what can you do? Like,
That's where she's at mentally already, man. So she gone.
Yes. So she been gone already. She sucked the meat already.
Yeah. I feel like once the respect gone in a relationship is over with, if she asks you to go fuck another dude, she ain't got no type of respect for you, man. So it's over with right there. That's crazy. I couldn't imagine.
She didn't even warm you up and ask to get a girl in the bedroom. That's how girls, if they want to cheat, they be like, you know, I was thinking about having a girl in a relationship. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes let's spice things up. That's how girls warm you up to say, and I want to fuck somebody else. The only thing she want to do is see you fuck another girl. So she be like, what? You fuck that girl, and I didn't think I was going to feel like that. You know what I'm saying? They all pieces of shit.
Yeah. See, he gotta go and let that one go, man. Damn, they got kids and shit, though. That's crazy. They only met three years ago
and had a kid after a year. I feel like
amazing.
That's why I've been with my girl for 8 years. I got to figure if she's really the right one, because they going through it.
What do you mean? You've been with your girl for eight years. You don't know if she's the right one or not.
We got to find out for sure.
You got to find out for sure. There's never going to be the right one. All the people that I ever seen do it the right way, shit is always fucked up. All the people I see do it the wrong way, still together.
This is the right way.
That's why you're going to be fucked up.
Hello.
So you might as well, now you need to fuck it up right now so it can end up being right.
Yeah, exactly. I've been fucking, honestly, bro.
And we ain't talking about fucking up. We talking about get her pregnant for no reason. Just do some fucked up wild shit, because if you over here worrying about the right time and the right moment, it's never going to come, because there is no right time. There's no right woman. Yo, you got to look at them as something like, okay, I'm looking for a vehicle right now. As much as you want to bring this car home and take care of it, that's still your vehicle at the end of the day. Just change it up right now. You need a vehicle. You need a kid, bro. How old are you? You can't even fucking play catch with your shit in a couple of years. What are you doing? And you got this girl that's your whole fucking time, and you didn't impregnate her? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Pregnant is crazy. I'm gonna try. I'm ready because you know, long story.
What you waiting on? What you waiting on?
I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. I gotta.
What you waiting on. That's what I'm saying. I don't mean to get on you. Like this is what I do. Like smarten up. How you been with her this long and not even already married and having a baby, bro? The only thing you about to do is know more about her and not like her more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The less you know about the motherfucker is where you need to get her pregnant. So you're like, shit, at least I got you pregnant when I liked your ass. Yeah. Now you're about to fucking wait mad long and don't like the motherfucker and then get her pregnant.
I have to start over.
It's going
to
go even worse. Oh, yeah.
All right, so fuck it. Yeah, I mean, I'd be pulling out late now anyways. I'd be like, fuck it, y'all. If it happens, it happens at this point. I'd be getting lazy.
You got to leave it in, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
And leaving in, that's how you get a boy.
You gotta be careful with that
shit out. Yeah, you snatch that shit out. It's gonna go too close to her clit, and that's what it's gonna go to. But you need to meet. You want to meet? Keep that motherfucker in. But as you pull out, you know how people pull out like right there, and then the nut get right at the top of her clit. Yeah. And then go in. Look at a fucking girl, fam.
Brandon, what's up? You want to join us real quick?
Brandon, what up?
Second email,
Brandon.
Brandon.
Yo.
You can turn your camera on.
Yeah, man, give me a second.
Cool. Yeah, so we have any advice real quick for this guy, man? He got to just be out, huh? Start packing your bag. Yeah,
leave or work on your stomach, man. I mean, you would change your girl mind. Like you said, you're really there because the kids and stuff like that. On a real note, you're there for the kids. It's always about the kids at the end of the day. You can figure something out and be cordial there. Peace. But we know why she want to step out, because you're not handling the business. I think it's just weight, your stomach. You got to start getting more confidence for yourself. Women love a confident man regardless. I don't tie my shoes and they want to give me some pussy. You see what I'm saying? So it's not about you dressing good and stuff like that. It's your appearance, how you carry yourself, how confident you are when you walk around. Get some confidence, get some pride. So at the end of the day, it seems like you need to go get some pussy, fam. Go get some pussy, get some pride and put it on your belt, start working out and shit like that, and then she'll want you forever. Now you can
take what I was going to say. I said, he probably scared to say, yeah, because she going to be out fucking niggas and he ain't gonna have no bitches to fuck. Yeah. So she gonna
He gotta watch the kids. He gotta sit home and watch the kids. I'm going out with the girls.
Yeah, I'm going out with fucking Jeremy tonight.
You know Jeremy from the job, the nice guy. Yeah, we're cool. He has a wife.
Always
lie. He has a girlfriend. And shut the fuck up. He has a girlfriend. Nobody give a fuck about that shit.
I love it.
Yo, been on both ends, bro. Been on both ends.
It's amazing. Dang. I love it.
All right, cool. So let's get to the next email real quick. Fellas.
What's your stomach, fat boy?
Watson L'Oreal. I don't know what I'm feeling at times, but sometimes I just feel really overwhelmed by seeing everything and hearing. Life just feels like a race. The people who you thought were dumb and have no life actually are now winning in life. I just feel like I'm watching everybody else getting succeeding. Happy, yet I don't know why I'm not taking the time and energy to work on myself. Why do I always feel detached and stuff? It seems like everybody figured out life. They are doing something, even if it's long or short term. It's not like they're sitting at home or in overthinking like me. I'm wasting so much and getting all sorts of intense doubts, worries, stress, and slowly losing myself from reality. Maybe I'll even regret taking actions because I'm already feeling the effects of being behind in life. All my friends and relatives in my age group have figured out the motto of life. I haven't even started living life yet, let alone done anything to achieve something. I didn't graduate high school, so I got a GED. Then I went to community college, yet no degree because I'm still confused of what to do. I don't have any professional work experience besides fast food and retail stores. I still live in fear and social anxiety, so this has made me stuck on moving forward. I see everybody moving while I'm sitting watching life go by. God gave me a healthy body, yet I'm not sharp-minded and barely have any willpower. Damn, I don't know how old this person is.
I mean, maturity comes in stages, not ages at the end of the day. And that comes through, you know, going through different things, the journey that God got for you. You're being depressed and holding back in fear because you're allowing the devil to, you know, sit in your idle mind. Stop sitting in your idle mind, bro. You got to get into the word. You got to pray. You got to get some faith. You don't have no faith right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you got to build up. I'd be just like you at the end of the day if I wasn't praying every day. If I wasn't listening to Proverbs when I go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I'd be out here depressed and fucked up too. You know what I'm saying? So You gotta build your faith. Everything runs off of faith. Everything runs off of, you know, building, letting God guide you. You think them people that you see soaring and going good is people who just out here just sitting around? No, they're in their word. That's blessings from God. That's all you see. All them other people out here who faking, you see that they're showing everything. They showing everything they got. You see people who putting the money to their ears. That's all they got. You know what I'm saying? Boy, if you really had something, you'll want to hide it. If you got something really precious, you'll want to hide it. So you, all the things you're seeing people out there putting out there, the girls with the asses and shit like that, they're using that fucking app that making your body look better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not the real body bodies. They're not the real dope ass girls that everybody want at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? The ones who's showing everything, they ain't got no value.
Yeah.
You ever seen Chick-fil-A out there with the sign? No, you don't see Chick-fil-A with the sign because they so valuable. Everybody gonna find their ass. So all the girls out here promoting themselves. Why are you promoting yourself, motherfucker? Supposed to find you if you really dope like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I also feel like, you know, you're so worried about, you know, everybody. They're saying that everybody else looks like they're winning in life. You don't know. Like, bro.
They're faking. That's what I'm telling them. They faking.
They don't know. They probably have a miserable marriage, probably everything. Because they look like they drive a nice car. They think they're successful in life. They don't mean shit. They probably go home and be lonely and shit. Like, shit is crazy. You don't know what anybody's going, like, what anybody's going through. So you're just looking on the topical part of shit, and bro. And stop worrying about what other people are doing, man. Stop focusing on yourself.
That's what I was going to say, man. Just picking back on what Wax said, man, praying, that it sounds cliche, that shit really works, man. Just that's pray for what you want.
That's my base.
Ask God to, you know, whatever it is that he's supposed to be. I'm the same way. I went to college for a bunch of different shit. I don't know what the fuck I want to do. And then I just ask God to, you know, guide me, you know, put me where I need to be. And that's what it did, you know. So that shit works. Then, like, with, fuck, I don't want to call you Twerk, man. What's your real name?
you call me Angelo, bro. Angelo straight.
Angelo, yeah. Like what he just said. You. Stop worrying about what everybody else thinks. And, you know, stop, you know, 9 out of 10, that's what they say is a highlight reel. They not posting their real life, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it. Worry about yourself. I know it's easier said than done, but you just focus on you, man. And you go up.
Wax.
Yo.
Wax, I need some advice, man.
Man, talk to me, brother.
Man, so I'm 25 years old. Peace. Got the apartment. Everything's good right now. But they would call me, I would guess, a serial dater because, you know, I keep on around for a little bit, and then naturally they just drop off. At 25, what would you say? Like, you think I should keep doing me, or you think it's time, man?
What you mean? Like, are they dropping off? Are they leaving you, or you leave them?
Nah, because they give me that question. You know what question
I'm talking about. I ain't gonna lie to you. Girls for years been giving me that question and they still stayed there. You know what I'm saying? None of them leave. They can't leave. I literally have 40 girls at one time because once they get that question, they're gonna sit around and wait for you to. They might be out here fucking other dudes. I ain't saying I was the only top meat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like they ain't going nowhere, but they're gonna sit around and wait and fuck you as much as they can to try to make your mind change. So if they leave, you sure you're not leaving them or they leaving you?
Nah, they leaving me after I'm telling them it's not what they think it is.
Oh, shit.
You being up front with them, though? Like, are you telling them from the jump?
That's what I learned. That's what I learned. I had to. So I be trying to, but, you know, I'm not one to talk myself out in the coochie, you feel me?
That's what I do. I talk myself out of
the office. Wax see me do it in person, bro. Out, gone.
Yeah, I didn't see how you even got pussy before.
9 times out of 10, man, if you just be honest with them, and they still gonna fuck you until they find that nigga that's on the same page as them. So you might still get it.
Yeah. You gonna still get it. Yep.
But after that, that's probably a wrap after that, man. But
or somebody who get more pumps than you. Like if you doing 275 pumps, that dude just
needs I got my 200 push-ups in today, bro. I don't know what else I need to do.
I'm saying push-ups in, like, you got to do, like, make sure that core is strong. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm sure girls gave somebody else some pussy, and I'll be busting their ass. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't really that. It's just their mental.
Yeah.
It's learning how to fuck her mental. It's not even about fucking that pussy. That pussy, that babies come through that shit. You meet the size of a baby, you can't run. You know what I'm saying? Nah, bro. You gotta learn how to fuck her mental at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? You wanna caress her mind at the end of the day. All that thinking you doing something down in the air, bro. That same squill that you wanna get when you fuck her, the next dude will get that same, there, right there.
But the question is, bro. Facts. The question is, should he keep fucking bitches and dating, being serious, or should he settle down?
Nah, he's 25.
Bro, keep going, bro.
Fuck all these bitches, bro. you know what I'm saying? Use condoms.
All right, look.
Squirt in a couple, get a couple babies right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's terrible.
I put like this. You're 25. When you're 14, you want at least a 15-year-old family. You see what I'm saying? Or you want to be 40 with a 2-year-old. Be real with yourself.
I hear that.
Yeah, so you're going to do it wrong anyway. So do it wrong now. Find a pretty breed. Look at her father, her brothers and them. See if they got a little structure to them. Some dudes will help you if you have a daughter. Make sure these dudes can jump out in the street with you if they have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Don't get no girl who got brothers as fucking bitches. You know what I'm saying? Their family ain't got no status. So go find you a good-ass breed. Like, if you go find a pit bull, you ain't gonna get no strictly ass people. You like, well, that put, you know what I'm talking about? Right now, at these days and times, they out here shaking their ass on Instagram. Fuck that. Let's go find and pick a good breed then.
That's what I'm trying to find, Wax.
Hey, man, I say just do you, man. Yeah. Just keep on fucking. I'm 25 too, man. I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah, I bet. Y'all better find out because y'all can't work. Listen, Angelo, how old are you?
31.
He's 31. Y'all got 6 years. And I'm still squirting like a motherfucker. I got oatmeal in my shit. But I don't know the fuck wrong with this nigga. But this nigga 31, y'all know him 6 years. Y'all gonna be out here can't fucking fill a fish, like fucking gas tank.
Bro, that's why you gotta find the right one, man.
Ain't never gonna be the right one.
That's how I'm feeling at this point. The more they keep coming and going, it's just like,
I
think there's right ones out there. I feel
where,
like this,
where the right one at?
Just call it twin flame, bro.
Years, I don't feel like that's the truth because all,
bro.
You did that. What?
I know, bro. You know, I know.
Let me hear y'all.
I can't say this.
I know. In your whole 40 years, man, there's a female Wax that you said, damn, she's probably perfect.
For sure,
It ain't just one female. I know, motherfucker be saying, oh, it's one. You got one soulmate. You probably got fucking.
I fucked up with a plenty of amazing woman. You know what I'm saying? But they wasn't ready for my time at the time. At the end of the day, we don't know how far we gonna go in life. You know what I'm saying? So it's right there at that moment. Is she right for you at that time, and that moment, that stage in your life? Is that season of your life? That's all that matters at the end of the day. That's the right one. For your season of your life, who you are, if you're trying to grow in that season, boom, you just want to chill and fuck off in that season. The girl who smoke weed and drinking, I mean, y'all fuck in the club sometimes in the car, she the best one. You don't want the one going to church then. But the one, when you get older, when you're on the stage of going to church and stuff like that, the one in that season, if she's down for that exact same thing, want to grow and be better than she is, she's the best one for that season. So yeah. She might not be for the next season after y'all have a kid. She might not be a good mom at that time. So it's never the right one. It's never the right one. You can't build them. It's not like, yo, I got a Corolla now. And now I upgraded. Like, you can't change that fucking car, bro.
Let me ask you this. What's the chances that quote unquote one could be an ex? Or that's like rarely the chance ever.
Yeah. You plug an ex. But long as she like her family is dope, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got all diseases and stuff like that. Make sure the dad don't have no big ball spot in the middle of his head and shit like that. That type of shit like that. You have to make sure and you'll be all right. Like, okay, their family grows to older age. They, you know, they don't have too many diseases in their family. They got athletes in their family. Look at the men in their family, athletes and stuff like that. Okay. It's just like you find you a good breed right now. Other than that, if you're trying to find love, you better listen to Amy Winehouse, family.
She said,
tell you right now.
What Amy Winehouse said?
What she say?
Amy Winehouse said love is a losing game. And listen, I'm looking for the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And I love love. So a lot of this shit I'm saying, I'm talking shit, but it's real.
Yeah.
I'm talking shit, but everything I'm saying is 1,000,000. But I'm definitely talking shit because I'm falling the same fucking hole y'all falling in. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, only do it wrong so you can make it right. Yeah, I'm telling y'all to do it wrong so you can do it right. But you trying to do it right, you're going to end up being wrong, family. But don't try to do it right. do that shit wrong so you could go right.
I hear you, man. I don't know.
If you expecting zero and you go to four, you feel amazing. You know what I'm saying? But if you expecting 10 and she only give you 5,
you feel
like shit.
So basically you saying lower our expectations.
Now, it's not lower your expectation, it's just going to the shit wrong, bro.
Yeah. Literally,
yeah. Don't in certain situations it's like, all right, even like your shot in basketball. Most of course you want to go in, you know what I'm saying? But the only ones that really go in when you don't give a fuck.
You know what I mean? That's not a good example, bro.
That's good.
You know why?
I'm gonna tell you a great example. Because a lot of times people miss the layups on 3-2-1, the last 3 seconds of the game. Uh-huh. And now when you got all the pressure on you at the foul line, you miss it. But what if nobody in the gym? You're making all your fucking shots. You see what I'm saying? So through life, you got to go at it like that. It's all that's trying to prepare and put all that pressure on you. Bruh, it's going to get, you know, come on, bro. It's going to end the fucking thing. You're going to flip the fucking thing. Or the one that everybody training off, you get her pregnant. Good job.
Oh, my God. That's like the worst of anything. That's,
oh, God.
Michael Crack, he knows somebody that did that shit. He's having like flashbacks.
Oh, a lot of my boys did that shit. What you mean? This dude ain't really get all the pussy like that. She giving anybody some pussy and shit. Like, you get her pregnant. Now that shit baby mom and nigga still fucking and you mad. I'm like, yeah.
Bro.
Wow.
Dude.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
All right, fellas. Well, appreciate y'all input. Brandon, you got what you needed. I hope you got an answer, bro.
Yeah, man. Hey, I really just wanted to hear what Wax was saying, man. I've been listening to y'all for a minute, man. Bless keep it up. Y'all be,
where y'all, you from, bro?
Bullshit, man. Shit, I'm from Pittsburgh, but I'm in Atlanta right now.
Hey. Okay, word. Maybe I might run
right. Bro, listen. Do it the wrong way. Find a good-ass breed. For real shit. Find a good breed because I think the girl who's looking for you will find you. She's going to want to know where you work at and all that shit, too. They got checklists. We want a checklist.
Facts.
Let me make sure, your butt don't stink. Let me make sure you motherfucking your toes pretty. Let me see what I'm about to buy and shit like that. You got me about to invest into this shit?
Man, I had a...
You know what I'm saying? Like, all your brothers fucked up and they punk-ass niggas and they rats and they in jail. Like, all that stuff. Nah. We got athletes over here and the father's doing good and he got a company for the family and they got land and shit like that. Find some shit like that and squirt in her ass.
Yeah, fuck you. Appreciate y'all.
Y'all take it easy.
Bless you. Be safe.
All right, we're going to get into these trending topics.
What we got?
Let me see. You know, P. Diddy is in some shit, bro. Cassie filed. Yeah, bro. Cassie files a $30 million lawsuit against Diddy.
Wow.
Years of physical abuse and rape. Says he forced her to have sex with the male prostitutes while he recorded and forced him.
Jesus.
Throughout their relationship.
That sucks, man. I mean, yeah. Shit like this is really out here happening, man. It's I hate when people be saying false things and it's shit like this is really out here happening. You know what I'm saying? It's like girls who cry wolf. You can't be doing that type of shit.
But we don't know that at all. But I'm saying is
I don't know. I'm not saying either way. It's just like I'm saying if these type of things are happening, I'm not saying Diddy did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying these type of things are really, really do happen. These girls are really getting kidnapped. These girls are really getting raped. These girls are getting beat the fuck up, like put in hospitals and black eyes and all this type of shit. The people who are saying it just to say it. That's why it's like, don't do that because this shit is right here really happening. You know what I'm saying? One of these dudes out here talking about, yo, I got robbed. He ain't really get robbed. But this nigga's out here really getting robbed and losing their life. But you just want to say it because it sound cliche or sound like, oh, you get points or whatever. All that shit. I don't even know why they say it or do it to get attention or points, I guess. I look at that the exact same way. That's why I use that analogy. I look at the dude who lying and saying he got robbed is the girl who's saying she got raped or beat up for no reason. You know what I'm saying? It didn't happen.
Well, looking on the other side of things, you know, I feel like, you know, I hear like Diddy doing a lot. It's like does a lot of weird shit, like not weird, but like different shit, you know, has like that Hollywood. I have a question, bro. You've been around a lot of these people, bro. You've been to parties. You ever seen anything that's like, yo, bro, like some of this shit might be true that they be saying?
I seen plenty of things. I mean, if I seen a dude put his hand on a girl, shit like that, I don't give a fuck who this dude is. That's not happening around me. So I can never say I seen no bullshit like that. No, a lot of these guys that I did see was a whole lot of respectful manners. So I could never tell you that I seen some bullshit to where I felt like I had to step in. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't give a fuck who you are, where I'm at. Certain things ain't going to rock with me when it comes down to women and children. You see what I'm saying? So it's not like, oh, I seen some dude beat his girl. I'm like, I'm turning my head. Yeah, I'm going to look at this motherfucker like hit me like that. You see what I'm saying? So it's not like,
yeah,
nah.
I mean, they're obviously not doing that shit in person. But like,
Do I hear them say certain things? You hear a lot of drunk talks. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I'll be in a lot of places. I don't know who watched child porn. I don't know who doing this. I might be shaking a man to a hand who beats his wife or some type of shit like that. I don't know. So I really can't judge and say that. Like you said, did I see it? No. Did I hear certain things? Yeah. Go ahead.
Have you seen anything though? Like you've seen like these, like they talk about like these Hollywood parties. Have you been to like shit? Have you seen like bad drugs? Like, have you seen
Grab ass drugs. I'm probably the one fucking bringing the motherfucker. What you talking about? I'm bringing pussy and drugs, motherfucker. It's wax. The fuck you think they like me for? I only wear Tim's and a white tee. And they got Fasuks or whatever the fuck that shit they wear. They got that shit on. What the fuck they talking to the motherfucker white tee and Tim's on? Duh. He got a vice. He got pussy and weed, bro.
Yeah. See, I've shot a whole bunch of events and stuff, but I've never seen like celebrities do drugs and shit. I've never been to any of those kind of parties.
Nice. So you watching it with the cool kids. You're not with the cool kids. You out there, you're not with the cool kids, bro.
I would get there, bro. I'm gonna get my cool fucking invite.
There you go. There you go. Talk strong like that. I'm gonna get my shit. The fuck y'all ain't invite me in the back room where y'all doing coke at.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do it, but I would appreciate the invite. I'm not gonna do it, but damn,
what you saying? They probably didn't trust you or shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's all good though. But it's all love though. I mean, the whole party. I don't like to talk about shit like that because I wasn't there on either side. You know what I'm saying? It could be a lie. It could be the fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? But you gonna get yours, whoever it is, the woman or man. You know, time tells everything. You see what I'm saying? Because he's trying to say it's like, go ahead.
It's another lesson that whatever is done in the dark is eventually going to come to the light, if it is true.
It's going to come to light, baby. It's going to come to light. So a lot of times, you know, you see the aggressor is usually the one that's, it ain't true. You see what I'm saying? But you see somebody who try to stay back also is like, oh, I'm trying to hide something. You see what I'm saying? So it goes both ways on certain things. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I was also thinking? I feel like a lot of shit's about to come for Diddy because, you know, he's been pushing this brother love thing. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like he's really trying to save face early. Like he's been trying to promote himself as like a positive guy. And I mm-hmm. think that's because he knows in the back of his mind that, bro, I've been fucking up in the past and niggas is getting, you know, exposed.
Yeah, or he's probably growing. Or he's probably growing and God's probably working on him. You know what I'm saying? Like give people their time. And this is when things actually do come to you when you're trying to do better. Like all my charges came to me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, when I was like, it's my last time. Then I got indicted. You see what I'm saying? Like, real shit. It was like, yo, it's my last run, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stop doing this shit. And that's when I got hit up. But when the devil know that you chilling, you don't want to leave, he going to keep on throwing that shit. Look at him fucking his life up. Look at these girls shaking their ass on there. Nobody going to want them. Look at this dude out here selling drugs 100 miles per hour. He going backwards. Because at the end of the day, you want to rely on God's blessings at the end of the day. But you out here touching your finances by yourself. He gonna look at you like, oh, you want to keep touching that? Then I'm gonna let you take it for yourself. But if you want my blessing, you gotta have faith. But the devil gonna keep on throwing them shits at you, all them good numbers, all these bitches, all the things that's wrong for you, because he wants you to go. But if the second you say, I'm gonna do right and I'm gonna turn, the devil gonna snatch your ass up in that trap. You know what I'm saying? And where you going now? Lord, please help me get me out of this. I know Psalms 91 because of one of my trials I was going through for 2 years. I can recite Psalms 91 through the whole T because through my trial, I had to get all with God now because I was all the way with the devil. You see it at times.
Yeah.
So
they was really trying to get Diddy the fuck out of here. Cause they said there was a rumor saying that NYPD was doing an investigation on him for sexual assault charges. But they NYPD actually came out with a statement saying that that's not true. There's no such investigation on Puff for rape or anything. They take this all seriously.
Jesus.
That's why, you know, Instagram
and these strong words too. Jesus, yeah. Lord.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that.
And other, I really wanted to get your take on this next topic. I mean, not topic, but this next
we got
next headline I see, man. Snoop Dogg, man, you heard this? Snoop Dogg made a
statement
saying that after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time. How do you feel about Snoop Dogg quitting smoking?
I think that's, again, another thing showing me signs of growth with God. You know what I'm saying? You got to take God with you. Can't do this by yourself, my brother. You know what I'm saying? And only reason why I would stop smoking, because I know I'm going to be a pastor one day. You see what I'm saying? Whenever God calls me, you know, I was already talking to a couple of my people. I know I'm going to go get baptized soon again, but I know that's one of the things I'm going to have to stop. So I'm with you. I mean, when you're growing with God, man, you got to start giving up yourself to just start showing more of him. So once you start giving up yourself, that ain't, everybody knows Snoop Dogg. Oh, you smoke my weed. That's Snoop Dogg. When you're showing up God, you got to show off, you know, a pure, you know, so God can come into you and bless you. Like the overflow blessings, not just the blessings of daily breads and stuff like that. The overflow, that's showing more of him. So you know, give up more, you get more.
I have two opinions on this. One side of me is thinking that this is a motherfucking, you know, PR, you know, some type of public thing where, because I feel like it's kind of cryptic. It says, I've decided to give up smoke. Not smoking weed. I've decided to give up smoke. What the fuck does that mean? I think it's just like a marketing thing. He's about to come out with something. Two, he might be having some vaping issues.
Or something like that. I mean, I hear you. But regardless of it is, you know, God do everything. Like when you went your journey with God, everything that happened to you is all of his glory. Everything, good, bad, happy, and sad. You know what I'm saying? So if God do put an illness or anything, I'm not speaking that on him. Of course, not always good. It's, you know, God just know how to get your attention. You know what I'm saying? You might even be thinking about doing something at some time. He's like, oh, you sure you want to do that? He'll help you out. But he got you, though. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on if you feel, look at that as something being bad, and you be like, oh, look what the devil did to me. Like, the devil shouldn't even be around you right now. So how the fuck he still out of your house? What the fuck he doing in your house? You know what I'm saying? So people be like, oh, the devil do this. Devil, you must know he there because you must be around him all the time. You know what I'm saying? So if you on this journey with God, stay with God and mentally and always say, you know, God have mercy on them. Oh, God want me to pray more. God want me to meditate in his word day and night, because where I need to be prayed up is where he's about to take me. So that's the only reason why he gives you illnesses and things like that, to try to hold you bound so you can sit there and pray to him more. So when he take you at, you'll be so blessed and be so prayed up so that you can do his work and his job. You know what I'm saying? So he's got to put God, he's going to put him on another level. You see it?
Yeah. Meek Mill is not saying he's going to follow behind Snoop Dogg's footsteps and say he's going to stop smoking. But he said he's going to go to Dubai and completely stop.
Because you can't do it over. That's why I want to go to Dubai, because I can't smoke over there. Guess what I'm doing?
Okay, out of a black of mine. I got the whole studio smelling.
This is Herbie's. It's definitely the Who's Wax inside of here. And I mean, I just use this wrap because it's way thinner than the backwoods I used to smoke all the time, buddy.
So how soon, let's say, so, you know, how long would it take for you to be able to stop smoking weed, like Snoop Dogg, like cut it off? Like,
the thing is, I don't smoke weed on Sundays. And then people that really actually know me knows that I don't smoke on from 12 to 12 every Sunday since 2002. I don't smoke weed on Sundays. There's times to where, you know, I've been around my parents and stuff like that, to where I'm with them all day and I ain't smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel no way, because I feel like I only do it in certain places, at certain times and stuff like that, which is, that's why I always want to be away from everybody and do my own thing, because I always want to smoke.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? But it's just something I got to talk to God about. I'm a very disciplined, God-fearing man. So I feel like if I go to God and I say, Lord, I'm not doing it no more. Take it away from me. And I know what's going to happen.
How much do you think you smoke?
Me? How much I smoke a day?
Yeah.
A fair amount.
Six blunts.
I got a wake up shitter. I got a breakfast.
Breakfast.
I got an after breakfast.
Oh shit!
I got a before lunch. I got my push ups. I got my pull ups. I got my curls. I got my
for everything
before dinner. I got my shitter, and then I got my after dinner, and then I got my nightcap.
Yeah.
And if the night go long enough, if somebody pissing me off, like somebody stealing my beer and fucking liquor and fucking cigarettes, I might do another one. So I mean, how many that is?
That's a lot of boys.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
every day.
I mean, but that's why I don't smoke on Sundays. I gave up something I love to do the most, because I asked God to take me through something that He did take me through. Praise the Lord. And it's like,
please, God, if you get me through this, I'll never smoke on Sundays ever again.
No. It was almost something like that. I was just like, Lord, you know, I'm going through this right now. Please take me through. And I'm gonna give you something I love to do the most. And because a lot of your blessings come through sacrifice and humbleness. You know what I'm saying? Right before, like, humiliation. Once you get humiliated for God and you show your humbleness and, you know, you got a sacrifice attached to it, boom. Like, once you fast, is there certain things you put in there to make it tea? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's water over here, there's a tea bag over here. When you put them together, it's tea. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to do these type of things to get a blessing. Blessing is sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? It's fasting. It's humbleness. It's humiliation. When you put them inside the bowl and stir them up and taste that, wow. Like, this is blessings. This is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you make blessings. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's how you make blessings, brother. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't want to do the humiliation. A lot of people don't want to do the sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? To be able to receive the blessing. They're like, I just take the bread and the mayonnaise on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you can make this a chicken sandwich or you make it a bologna sandwich. It all depends on what you put in there. A lot of people don't put that sacrifice in there to be meat. And they just use the lettuce and all other type of stuff. But if you really want that meat, you got to do some sacrifice. You really want that meat, you got to do some humbling. They don't want to do it because they them.
You know what I'm talking about? Maybe I got to sacrifice something. I'll figure that out. Let's get into Black excellence. Wrap this.
What we got?
The New York City or the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, I think that's how you pronounce it, signs Clean Slate Act to help formerly incarcerated individuals secure jobs and opportunities. Let me just get into detail about that. Hochul signed the Clean Slate Act, which will allow certain criminal records to be sealed after an individual has served their sentence. Individuals are covered under the act as long as they are not convicted of any additional crimes. With clean records, formerly incarcerated individuals will have more opportunities to secure jobs and even places to live. So that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. You know? That's a great thing. Or, you know what I'm saying? You come to a place to go, come holler at me. I'm sure I got something for you to be able to do out here. You know what I'm saying? So come holler at your boy. Hit me up in the DM, a place to go _SC. I'm sure I have a job for you if you got boys want to come out and do something. I understand that life. You know what I mean? I think that's one of the things that God took me on a journey to, I got a bunch of charges and stuff like that. Ain't nobody going to hire me. So that's why I always had to do the entrepreneur route. You know what I'm saying? So I understand going through those charges and stuff like how hard it is to do it. And everybody going to ask on the application, have you ever been convicted of a crime and stuff like that? A lot of us lie on it. I every time I filled out something, which I never did, I said no. But, that's good. I love that. Congratulations, man. There's a lot of us who coming out incarcerated know who they look like. Right. You know what I'm saying? So we got to figure that out, man. So that's great news. What else we got in Black excellence?
And Layla Edwards becomes the first Black woman to play on the U.S. hockey team.
Nice.
She's 19 years old from Wisconsin. Sophomore in college, and she's the first Black woman to play on the women's national hockey team for the United States.
Wow. Is that all guys or is it girls?
Oh, no, it's a women's team. Women's team.
Oh, it's a women's team. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations, Michelle. I wonder if she was like a skater before she went to hockey.
The thing about hockey is you got to start at a young age or else you'll never get into it, because the thing about hockey, like, it costs so much for pads and stuff, and you know it's like thousands of dollars worth of equipment that you got to get into at a young age, because you got to figure out early if you want to be part of this or not, because it's an investment. So you just, and it's a whole different type of thing. You got to learn how to technique with a stick and hitting and all that shit. You can't just get.
I'm kind
of
good at hockey.
Yeah,
I'm kind of good. I do everything, bro. I'm a very surprising guy. It's like, can you catch on very fast?
Can you ice skate and stop? Like,
yeah, I'm a beast.
And have, like, slide the ice baseball. Come up.
I slide in baseball. I hit home runs. I play basketball. I play football. I play soccer. I started out in soccer. That's what I was saying. Was she like a skater first and then went to hockey? You know what I'm saying? Because I went to soccer first, then played football. You know what I'm saying? They seen the skills from soccer and I brought it over. So that's what I was asking that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Congrats. I'm excited to watch it now. Now I have a reason to watch women's hockey.
I'm watching women's hockey now. What's your name again?
It is Layla Edwards.
Layla Edwards, congratulations, man. That's really dope. We got to get some of her jerseys.
Yeah, I definitely might have to rock that. USA's hockey jersey.
You going to rock a woman's jersey, bro? What the fuck?
Yeah, why not?
Give it to your girl.
It's not a hockey jersey. Nah, I fuck with that, yo.
Woman's hockey jersey probably got things for boobs, bro.
It's pads.
Throw the pads and fucking shit over there, motherfucker.
Hilarious. Chest protector built in. All right, let's get into my favorite part of the episode, man. Waxes, ABCs.
Waxes, ABCs.
Let me load this sucker up real quick. I got a good one.
You know, a lot of people be hitting me like, yo, they be doing it wrong. these words.
How?
Even though I get them right. That's what I said. I was telling him, like, I'll be getting shit right.
No, you don't get them right, bro.
I'll be kind of getting them right if you think about it.
All right, let me see if I can get this to work. I got a new camera, so. Jesus.
Oh, Lord. You're like fucking Star Trek. Only out here. All right. This is...
Hold on.
I can't see it a little bit better. Just turn like that a little bit. Like that. Like this. Like that. Like that. Like that. Like this.
Like what? Turn
like this. There you go. Other way. Other way. So it's E-X-S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E. Or E-X-A-S.
Yeah. Hold on. I think it's because it's too bright. Let me just turn down the brightness.
Yeah, turn the light down.
Oh, I'll do that.
Because the glare is on it. Yeah, the glare is on it from the light. There you go. This is X-Aspirate. X-Aspirate.
Oh, there you go.
All right. X-Aspirate is, you know, when a girl sit there and go get the DBBW, when they take all the shit out of their ass, because it used to have, it's the X ass, you know what I'm saying? And it used to separate, but now it's free because they put it together, you know what I'm saying? So X ass free is like taking all that fucking gooey, nasty, dumb shit that y'all be putting in your butt to make it better, and it still looks stupid.
Use it in a sentence, please.
Yes. All right. I went to Dominican Republic and I seen the girl. I'm thinking these girls come out the house and I wonder why another girl trying to help her come down the stairs. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, oh, she's got an exasperate. And I was like, what's that? She was like, oh, she's got her BBL taken out because it was poisoning her body. And I was like, oh, man, like, we're going to pray for her. So I pray right there for her.
All right. Well, honestly, if I didn't know, I would believe that, bro. That's actually
X-Aspirate.
No, that's not exactly what it means. I'm going to tell you what it means.
You sure?
Yeah, exactly.
Something like it then.
Exasperate means to, irritate
or frustrate. There you go.
I'm exasperated. I'm irritated.
Yep. She was upset because she had to get all that shit took in her ass.
She was here.
There you go. See?
Okay. Wow. I think we got one. I think the first in the wax. It's like, I think it's like the second time in wax.
Come on, man. I be getting these shits all the time. Y'all not paying attention to life.
Hell no. All right, y'all. We out of here, y'all. Appreciate y'all for joining us.
Yes.
Wax, man. What you got coming up? Anything you want people to know that you could do? Talk and promote something?
Yes, so. Man. I got on Monday Night Football is at a place to go. SC. Wow. Go look at Instagram. I got a, you know, mini house resort. I got a lounge. I got a, bar and grill, Airbnb studio, which I'm in right now. Jet skis, pontoon boat. We come out here. We got gun ranges. I'm sure y'all can hear the guns going off right now. If you can't, it'd be a little funny. Turn that volume up. Four wheelers. You know what I'm saying? So they come out here and come check it out. Got a dope spot. We have parties out here on Thursday night comedy, Friday's college night, Saturday's events.
College night. They be fucking all up in those woods.
Yeah, listen, why not? You know what I'm saying? Holla at Terrence, but he's a promoter out there. You know what I'm saying? You want to do something on Friday nights, holla at him. You know what I'm saying? I tell you his IG up on here. And, God is blessing, man. I can't even complain. You know, a couple of things I want to get better in my life, but, you know, I let God handle it all.
If I don't see you next week, what are your plans for the holidays, bro? Thanksgiving, I think, is next week.
Oh, holidays, man. I'm a family man to the core. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be around much family as I can. You know what I'm saying? Try to be as much family as I can. You know, bringing in with loved ones. You know,
you gonna be traveling?
No. I think it's here the place to go. I want to feed people. You know what I'm saying? I got to play my part. If I'm grabbing money from the community, I got to put back in. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I got to do my part. Just, you know, like I said, God gonna bless the way I can really have all my family here with me and have it be great one day. So that's what I'm conquering. I'm conquering to being a king. So I could bring everybody together because, you know, I'm all about village. So, God bless you.
And for me, man, make sure y'all get that local legend burger from Firehouse Deli. If you're in the Westchester, Connecticut area, it's only $8.99, man. You know, avocado.
The moist burger.
guacamole, egg. Yo, it's fire. Check it out, man. There's mad toppings on it. You're going to love it.
Moist.
And check out my podcast on the Polymath Network, man. Big things are gone. So I'm excited.
Wow.
And guys, tune in next week, guys. Appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all, you know what I mean? I forgot to set it up right.
The fuck is wrong with this? What the fuck is L'Oreal taking pictures? The fuck is going L'Oreal's on?
Crazy. I think she's filming something. She says she's filming something.
That's great. She's behind the camera. That's what she loves. Go ahead and do your thing. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and rate, review, subscribe.
I got it. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend. I gotta get my motherfucking shirts.
Yeah. So you got fat, boy.
It's a neck. I'll let your boy.
All right, later.
Peace.